गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जामुना तीरा बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी श्री श्री राधा माधव अष्ट सुख बिंद श्रीमान महाप्रभु की श्रीमद्भागवतम महापुराणम की समवेत गौर भक्त बिंद की निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात्य देशतारिणे वंचा कल्पतरोभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः चिरादत्तं निजगुप्तवित्तं स्वप्रेमनामामृतमत्युदारम् आपामराय विततार गौरः कृष्णो जनेभ्यो स्तमहं प्रपद्ये हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमास्तुते तप्तकांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मदेक बंध मत्संगीन मद्गुरो मन्महाधन मन्नेस्तारकमद्भाग्य मदानंद नमस्तुते असाधु साधुतादायिन अतिनीचचतारक हानमंच कदाचिन्मां प्रेम्णारित्कंठय स्फुर ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय to read this before class. Dear Sri Radha Madhav Astasakhi and Sri Radha Madhav Mayapur Chandra, Sri Panchatattva Bhagavan, Sri Prahlad Nrisimha, Sri Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Maharani, Sudarshan, and our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace is Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. We, the residents of Mayapur, submit our heartfelt prayers, acknowledging that the humanity of this world today is suffering the result of our own misdeeds and sinful activities, unmindfully performed by turning our face away from you. Let this calamity brought upon ourselves by our own terrible acts be an opportunity for the whole humanity to elevate both their behavior and life to the mood of goodness, to have faith in the chanting of the holy name Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and be attracted to rendering devotional service to your lotus feet. May the chanting of the holy name spread throughout the world. May the people of this world get devotion for your lotus feet. be purified and be delivered from this material world and all its sufferings. We humbly also pray for the benefit of the humanity that, if you so desire, by your sweet will, let everyone in this world, whole world, who are at presently tormented by the fear and disease of coronavirus, be cured to become healthy and peaceful in your service. Let the devoted doctors, nurses, and health workers who are serving selflessly in the front line, dealing closely with patients, risking their lives for benefit of others, always be protected from this virus, and let them be in high Krishna conscious spirit while discharging their duties. So today we are continuing from the canto 10, chapter 10, deliverance of the Jamala Arjuna tree. Today we will discuss two verses, text number 34 and 35. जस्यावतार ज्ञायन्ते शरीरे स्वशरीरिणः तैस्तै अतुल्यातिशयैर्वीर्यै देहे स्वसंगतै स्वभावान् सर्वलोकस्य भवाय विभवाय च अवतीर्णं स्वभागेन सम्प्रतं प्रतिराशिषात् जस्यावतार ज्ञायन्ते शरीरे स्वशरीरिणः तैस्तै अतुल्यातिशयैर्वीर्यैः देहेषु असङ्गतैः. स भवान् सर्वलोकस्य भवाय विभवाय च अवतीर्णं स्वभागेन सम्प्रतं प्रतिराशिषाम्. यस्यावतार ज्ञायन्ते शरीरे स्वशरीरिणः तैस्तैरतुल्यातिशयैः वीर्यैः देहि स्वसङ्गतैः स भवान् सर्वलोकस्य भवाय विभवाय च अवतीर्णं स्वभागेन साम्प्रतं प्रतिराशिषाम्. जस्यावतारा ज्ञायन्ते शरीरे स्वशरीरिणः तैस्तैरातुल्यातिशयै वीर्यै देहि स्वसंगतै स भवान् सर्वलोकस्य भवाय विभवाय च अवतीर्णों सभागेन संप्रतं पतिराशिषं यस्यावतारा ज्ञायन्ते Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. So today we will start with the direct translation. Now we can read also word meaning. Jasya, of whom, avataraha, the different incarnations, like Matsya, Kurma and Varaha. Jayante are speculated. Sarireshu, in different bodies, differently visible. Asaririnaha, they are not ordinary material bodies, but are all transcendental. Tahi tahi, by such bodily activities, atulya, incomparable, ati sayahi, unlimited, viryahi, by strength and power, dehisu, by those who actually have material bodies, asangatahi, which activities enacted in different incarnations are impossible to be performed, saha, the same supreme, bhavan, Your Lordship, Sarvalokasya, of everyone, Bhavaya, for the elevation, Vibhavaya, for the liberation, Cha, and Avatirnaha, have now appeared. Amsabhagena, in full potency, with different parts and parcels. Sampratam, at the present moment. Patiyasisam, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the master of all auspiciousness. Translation: appearing in bodies like those of an ordinary fish, tortoise, and hog, you exhibit activities impossible for such creatures to perform extraordinary, incomparable, transcendental activities of unlimited power and strength. These bodies of yours, therefore, are not made of material elements, but are incarnations of your Supreme Personality. You are the same Supreme Personality of Godhead who have now appeared with full potency for the benefit of all living entities within this material world. Purport: as stated in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text number 7 and 8, Yada jada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chaduskrutam dharma sangsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Krishna appears as an incarnation when real spiritual life declines and when rogues and thieves increase to disturb the situation of the world. Unfortunate, less intelligent persons, bereft of devotional service, cannot understand the Lord's activities, and therefore such persons describe these activities as kalpana, mythology, or imagination, because they are rascals and the lowest of men. Na mam duskritino mudha prapadyante naradhama. Such men cannot understand that the events described by Vyasadeva in the Puranas and other Shastras are not fictitious or imaginary but factual. Krishna, in his full unlimited potency, here shows that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for although the two trees were so large and sturdy that even many elephants could not move them, Krishna as a child exhibited such extraordinary strength that they fell down with a great sound. From the very beginning, by killing Putana, Sakatasura, and Trinavartasura, by causing the trees to fall, and by showing the entire universe within his mouth, Krishna proved that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the lowest of men, mudhas, because of sinful activities, cannot understand this. But devotees can accept it without a doubt. Thus, the position of a devotee is different from that of a non-devotee. So, yesterday we were hearing this Nalakubar and Manigrave. They expressed their realization about the Supreme Lord, that it is very difficult to understand the Lord. And why? They gave an analogy that Atma Dyoto Gunaichannai Mahimne Brahmane Namaha. आत्मद्योत गुणहिच्छन्नम्।
जस्ट लाइक सन इवापोरेट्स वाटर फ्रॉम द ओशन एंड दैट वाटर इज ट्रांसफॉर्म्ड इनटू क्लाउड, इन ड्यू कोर्स इट कवर्स द सन। Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when He desires to create this material world, He also separates His external energy, and by glancing over it, He creates this Mahat-Tattva, and then this whole material creation becomes manifest. And those who are lacking intelligence, they are not able to see the Lord through His material creation, which is in turn clouding the Supreme Lord. So that's why they are saying, Atma Dyota Guna Channai Mahimna. This is your Mahima. This is your glories. And people cannot understand you, my dear Lord. So in that way, they are glorifying the Supreme Lord. But whatever they have understood, they are saying that we can just simply take shelter at your lotus feet. In that context, we are saying that their understanding was complete in the sense that that understanding brought them to the ultimate end of their life. That is, taking shelter of the Supreme Lord, and that's how, by recognizing the position of Bal Gopal Krishna, they are simply saying, Brahmane Namo, you are Brahman. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We offer our respectful obeisances unto you. Huh? When they speak like this, maybe Krishna is saying, hey, I am Supreme Lord. Where did you know this? How can you say this? Then they are speaking this today's verse. In these two verses, they are further clarifying why they are speaking Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even though in yesterday's verse they have said, the same thing have been more elaborately described in two verses, that is 34 and 35. Yasya avatara jnayante sarireshu asaririna tais tai tulyati sayair virjai dehishu asangatai. अवतारा ज्ञायन्ते, अवतारा ज्ञायन्ते, whose incarnation, actually the different incarnations are coming from him, Krishna. That is what they have realized. Actually, common people, they don't understand the incarnation of Godhead. Then the obviously question can be raised, how can one understand who is an incarnation? Avatar nahi kahe, ami avatar. An incarnation, Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is explained, avatar nahi kahe, ami avatar. An incarnation, actual incarnation of God, never says, I am God, or I am an incarnation of God. But the rishis, they have identified who is an incarnation of God or who is Swayam Bhagavan by studying two characteristics. Swarup lakshan or tatastha lakshan, ei dui lakshane vastu jane munigan. So, by studying these two symptoms, personal characteristics and marginal characteristics, the munis, they have ascertained the actual object, who is Krishna. What is that? Akriti prakriti swarup swarup lakshan karyo dvara jnan sahi tatastha lakshan. How to ascertain the characteristics, the actual, how to ascertain the actual understanding of an object? They are saying, Akriti Prakriti Swarup. Akriti means his bodily feature, his nature, and his form, his swarupa, they give, they tell about the personal characteristics. And karjat dvara gyan hoy tatastha lakshan. By studying the knowledge of his activities provide the marginal characteristics. So here, this Nalakubra and Manigrib, they have seen the activity of the Supreme Lord. That is why they are saying, oh, we understand. They are not saying you are Sakshat Bhagavan, Avatari. That's why Prabhupada in his purport is saying, this is the realization of Nalakubra and Manigrib, what Prabhupada is saying. Krishna, in his full unlimited potency, the second paragraph I am reading, Krishna, in his full unlimited potency, here shows that he is the supreme personality of Godhead. For although the two trees were so large and sturdy that even many elephants could not move them, Krishna as a child exhibited such extraordinary strength that they fell down with a great sound. We have heard this pastime, no need to narrate. Krishna, he just crawled between the two Arjuna tree, and the mortar got struck. And as Krishna started to pull, and these two trees fell down. Huge Arjuna tree. So who can do this as kind of, activity? Kajyudara gyan ei tatastha lakshan. This is his marginal characteristics, how to understand who is the Supreme Lord, who are avatars. Like in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam also it is explained that Vishwa Srishtyadi Kaila Ved Brahma Ke Padhaila Artha Vignata Swarup Shaktya Maya Dur Kaila. So why the Satyam Param Dhimahi Vyasadev is saying, I meditate. He not only is saying I meditate by bringing all my disciples, the whole population sitting on my lap, and I meditate upon that absolute truth. Who is that? That is Krishna. Why? Because Vishwa Srishtyadi Kaila Ved Brahma Ke Padhaila. This is his activity. That's why I am saying he is the Supreme Lord. He creates this whole universe, maintains and annihilates. Right? And Ved Brahma Ke Padhaila. He also impregnated Brahma's heart with Vedic knowledge. That's why Brahma was able to create this universe. This is as a secondary creator. So these are his activities. And here, what is his activity? It's a very powerful activity they have performed. That's why they are saying, Taistai tulya atisayir virjayi, atisayai virjayi. With high strength and power, they perform some activities which are incomparable and unlimited to any material human being or material living entity. No living entity can perform such kind of tasks which are performed by the Supreme Lord. Even though he comes assuming the body of different living entities in this world. That's why to clarify the doubt for the miscreants, Prabhupada is saying rascals and the lowest of men, they cannot understand him. That's why this Nalakubra and Manigrib, they say, Jasya avatara gyayante sarireshu asaririna. Sarireshu asaririna. Here, sarireshu asaririna. Actually, sarireshu means he comes in different form like matsyadishu. Prabhupada is saying, Lord appears in different ordinary, he assumed the bodies like those of an ordinary fish, tortoise, and hog. And he performed some extraordinary, incomparable, transcendental activities which establishes him as the incarnation of the Supreme Lord. So these are the narrations, if you see, like, fish, as tortoise, as turtle, what did he do? He lifted Mandar Hill. And the demigods and demons, they used this Mandara hill as a churning rod to churn the milk ocean. And at that time it is explained that this turtle, is form of the Lord, he was feeling so bliss, so much bliss. He was feeling like somebody is scratching my back. And he went to sleep. Just imagine. This is the power of the Supreme Lord. This is the strength of the Supreme Lord. He is incarnation. Even though he is born as a turtle, but prakruta sarira dharma rahita. That turtle's body does not have the quality of a material turtle's body. Brahadev, he lifted Mother Earth from the Garbhodak ocean. That's why we say, even though he is coming as a boar, still we say he is Supreme Lord. He is an incarnation. Jasya avatara jnayante sarireshu asaririna. Even though he comes in different forms like fish, turtles, and many other forms, but asaririna. This asaririna is means Lord, even when he comes as a human being, he performs some tasks where he does not need any other person's help. And he impresses the living entities to surrender unto him. He impresses upon the living entities to surrender unto him. Asaririna. Even the demigods in the Dhritarasura episode, when the demigods appear to offer prayer to the Lord, they are saying, Durava bodhaiva tava ayam bihara yoga. Tava bihara yoga. Your pastimes are impossible to comprehend. What is that bihara yoga? Oh, how you create, maintain, and manifest this universe without taking help even from us. You do everything by yourself. And you don't have a material body. Asaririna. We have a material body. We cannot perform such special task which you perform. That's why you are actually asaririna. You don't possess any material body, but you can perform the body which can never be performed by any material body. Even though you appear like coming in for assuming a material body. So that's why they are saying that actually the Supreme Lord, when he comes, he performs the activities by his transcendental power and strength. Okay, now they are directly talking about Krishna. Prabhupada is mentioning how Krishna, in the meantime, has performed some incomparable tasks, like he's saying killing of Putana, Sakatasura, and Trinavartasura. Atulya Atisayai Vrijayai. If you see, that is what Prabhupada is explaining. Taitai Atulyati Sayai Vrijayai. Atulyati. Incomparable, unlimited strength Krishna has. What did he do? He lifted Govardhan Hill. What else he did? He swallowed forest fire. Who is that human being was able to swallow the, you know, fire? Forget about fire. Is there any human being who can swallow a spark? Forget about forest fire. Those who are saying they are supreme, they are God, in this material world, claiming themselves as Bhagavan and asking their followers to worship them like that, they should be asked, our Krishna, he swallowed forest fire, okay? Now you come. I will give you one spark. Okay? Try to put in your mouth and let's see what's happening to you. Sometimes some yogi, they perform some, you know, yogic activities and people just believe them as the supreme. But you see here, taite atulya virjani atisayai virija. His activities are confirming that he is supreme lord, not that ISKCON members are, you know, just hallucinating on something. They don't have any understanding about who is supreme lord. Why we say Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead? Atisayai, atulyati sayai virijai, dehisu asangatai. Such kind of activities are impossible to be performed by those who are having material bodies. That's why we say accept him as the supreme lord, as Krishna. Then they say, when they are speaking like this, somebody may say, okay, all right, we accept Krishna as the supreme. Why does he come to this material world? What is his business here? Why don't he stay here, that there in the Vaikuntha Loka? He should stay happily in his Vaikuntha world with his associates. He doesn't have to come to this world. That's why this Nalakubara and Manigriva, they say, Sa Bhavan Sarvalokasya Bhavaya Vibhavaya Cha. Sa Bhavan Sarvalokasya Bhavaya Vibhavaya Cha. Actually, he comes to this material world to deliver everyone. To deliver from this material existence. Sa Bhavan Sarvalokasya. How is coming? Avatirnang Sabhagena Sampratam Patihi Asisam. Very nice thing. Like, you know, Krishna, he has come and he is giving the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita to all of us. And here we have seen he is saying, Chaturvidha Bhajante Mam Jana Sukruti Narjuna Artha Artharthi Jigyasu. So Bhavan Sarvalokasya Bhavaya Cha. So this Artha Artharthi Jigyasu, everybody, he is giving the mercy. He is delivering them. That's why he is coming. Avatirnang Sabhagena. Actually, even if you take his Amsabhaga, even if he is coming as different incarnations, still he holds the power to deliver the living entities. We can take the example of other incarnation of the Lord. For example, if we talk about Lord Ramchandra, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is explained about the beauty of the Supreme Lord. In Bhagavatam, actually, it explains. Billomangal Thakur, he has compiled one verse describing how the bodily features of the Lord holds so much potency to infuse love of God even into a creeper. Santo Batara Bahobo Padmanavasya. Let there be many incarnations of Padmanava, the Supreme Lord. Santo Batara Bahobo Pankajanavasya Sarvato Bhadra. They are all auspicious. But Krishnad Anya Kova Latasvapi Premada Bhavati. No other incarnation but Krishna can give prema even to a creeper. In this connection, different acharyas they explain. Actually, Lata means, Lata is a creeper. It grows by taking shelter of some other trees or some other object. Lata cannot just grow on its own. It needs some shelter. Similarly, those who have taken shelter of the Supreme Lord, Krishna gives them his love. And in literal fact also, he gives prema to a creeper, to the trees, the plants. Not to speak of Krishna. Let us first talk about Lord Ramchandra, then we will come back to Krishna. When Lord Ramchandra was preparing to go for the exile, it is explained in Ramayana, just upon hearing Lord Ramchandra's departure from Ayodhya, all the trees and creepers, they started to weep. Out of the pain they were feeling, thinking about the impending separation of Lord Ramchandra. Just to imagine, in Lord Ram's incarnation, these trees and creepers, they were greatly sorrowful. Why? Because Lord Ramchandra is living and they were shedding tears. But in Krishna's pastime, we have seen, in Krishna Leela, what to speak of having this kind of loving expression with Krishna in separation. But while Krishna is present before them, they were intensely feeling, they were expressing their loving sentiments to Krishna in these trees and creepers. Right? Krishna danya kobalatasvapi premada bhavati. So there, these gopis, they are saying that trailukya saubhagamidam cha nirikshrupam jadgadruma go dvijadruma mriga pulakanya vibhran. Trailukya saubhagamidam cha nirikshrupam. They are saying, Krishna, when you play on your flute, just upon hearing the sweet, melodious sound which is emanating from your flute, it puts any women to a condition where they fail to execute their duty as a chaste person. And when you actually play on your flute by calling these different cows by the name Jamuna, Ganga, what happens? When these creepers and trees, they hear Jadga Druma Dvija Druma Mriga Apulokanya Vibram Go Dvija Druma. They are saying the cows, birds, Dvija Druma, trees, they enter into ecstasy. Not only that, when Krishna, you go on in the forest wandering, searching for your cows, at that time when you are passing by the forest where all these big, big trees, their branches are overloaded with abundant fruits, they are, you know, they have come down. And what do? They sprinkle nectar to greet you. This is the sign of their expression of love that they have received just by hearing your flute. So, Krishna, this is his wonderful activity, that avatirnang sahagena, even though he comes as an incarnation, like Lord Ramchandra, they can even give prema. Then what to speak of the Supreme Lord Krishna himself? In this connection, when I was reading this, you know, not only Krishna, even Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you see how Mahaprabhu is so merciful. He is also Krishna himself. Yathesta Bihari Krishna Kare Antar Dhyan Antar Dhyan Kari Kare Mane Anuman Mane Kare Anuman Yathesta Bihari Krishna. So Krishna, he performed his pastimes in Vrindavan, and after winding his worldly pastimes, he went back. He disappeared. Antar dhyan kari mane kare anuman. Then he thought to himself, eto din nahi kari prema bhakti dan. For so long I have not given prema bhakti. Without getting prema bhakti, living entities, they cannot attend me. So just imagine, you know, that's why the same Krishna, again, he came in form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why? Because actually he comes for the living entities. Lord comes for us. He appears for us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came. He got no other business than to ever this love of Godhead to everyone, right? Ritakoti dora kamandalu dandam divya kale varamundita mundam durjana kalma sakhandana dandam tam pranamami cha sri sachitanayam. Sarvam Bhattacharya ji writes, dhrita koti dora kamandalu dandam. Lord, he comes, and what he is doing, what was the need for Lakshmipati to take the dress of a beggar? Katidor, kamandalu dandam, he is taking kamandalu and danda and dressing like a beggar, sannyasi. Why does he do that? Dibya kalevara mundita mandam, durjana kalmasa khandita dandam. So he has come to eradicate the inauspiciousness of all these living entities of this age of Kali who are tormented by the illusory energy. Durjan, they have become Durjana. They have assumed all bad qualities in the association of this age of Kali. And that's why he is taking danda and kamandalu and dressing himself like a sannyasi, beggar. So who can understand such merciful nature of the Supreme Lord? Unless they come to ISKCON. We would say like that even. You know, we have access to this kind of treasure. We are very fortunate. We have got information, complete information about the Supreme Lord. Here complete means again, you know, that information is enough for us to just surrender to Supreme Lord. Do his bhajan, do his sadhana. No other thing is necessary. Avatirnang Sabhagana. Prabhupada, this Amsabhagana, he translates in full potential with different parts and parcels. So much as they are saying, Amsa means Jivanam, Bhagana means Hetuna. Means even the same Supreme Lord, like he's saying, Mamai Bamsa Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. The living entities are his Amsa. So Amsa Bhagana. So he, even the living entities are coming, then to rescue these living entities who are his part and parcel, he comes in different incarnations, he performs some activities to build faith in the conditioned souls so that they can surrender unto him. And not only that, again, Brahma ek dinati ho ek bar avatir nahiya karen prakata vihar. Once in a day of Brahma he is coming. And after that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he comes and he is giving this love of Godhead to everyone. That is why he comes. So eva, so bhavan jivo lokasya bhavaya. So to give the mukti, he benefits all living entities within this material world. That's why Lord comes as different incarnations. So we discussed that we can understand who is an incarnation of the Lord and the Swayam Avatari, who is the source of all incarnations, by studying two characteristics, especially, you know, this personal and marginal characteristics. And then when Lord comes to this world, he only wants to benefit the living entities in this world. That is his main business. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Yes, Mother. Just follow your guru's advice. Make your guru's instruction as your life and soul. Sometimes we chant, every day we are chanting, every day we are trying to study Srimad Bhagavatam and other Vedic literature to understand about the Supreme Lord, and we are hoping that by the execution of sadhana bhakti, it will ultimately bring us to a stage, a platform, where we can achieve this love for God. Don't think that your execution of sadhana bhakti will help you. Oh, you may say then, oh, why am I doing this? Yes, you can perform this sadhana bhakti, but without being dependent on the mercy of Guru and Krishna, if you just simply perform your sadhana bhakti, that may breed pride in you. And that pride will keep you away from receiving the mercy of the Supreme Lord, which is the actual cause of living entity getting the love for God. That mercy of the Supreme Lord can awaken love. That Krishna danya kobalata swapi premada bhavati, we just read from Bilva Mangal. Then I said that you make your Guru Maharaj's instruction as life and soul. Why? Guru is the manifestation of Krishna. Even if you go to the temple, Krishna is standing there in deity form. And you pray to him, he will not talk to you. He is not supposed to talk to us like that. But, Sarvadeva Maya Guru, who is representing all the demigods are even present in your Guru. And Guru is the external manifestation of the Supreme Lord. So, when you become truthful in following your Guru's instructions, when you are qualified, then without you even asking further, your Guru will instruct you how you can become a true recipient of the love of God. And you can see that in your life. So that's why I said, just only one sentence I said, make your Guru's instruction life and soul. Just follow his advice. That's it. You will see many beautiful things in your life. What did Prabhupada do? Prabhupada, throughout his whole life, he had only just one mission. This is my Guru Maharaj's order for me. He was a very, very obedient disciple. Very obedient disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Sadhari Thakur. We are following Prabhupada. We have to understand Prabhupada's mood. This is his mood, actually. And his whole mission is standing on this mood, that he is unflinching faith in instructions of his spiritual master. Only one person, his divine grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, by having unflinching faith on his spiritual master, not only his spiritual life was successful, but he brought success to many conditioned souls, and he is going to continue to bring success for many more conditioned souls for next 10,000 years. Because this one principle, he was faithful to his guru, spiritual master. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samabeta Gaura Bhaktarvinda ki, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hare Hare Bol, Hare Bol.